Welcome to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is founder and president of Heckman Financial right here in Silicon Valley. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer, and this is a show where we talk about retirement planning. And today we're going to talk about how do you plan for the future when there's so much that we don't know? And that's a challenge that's always there. So Eric's going to give us his insight. Here's the phone number to remember on our show today, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184. You're going to hear us talk about the blueprint to worry less wealth today, and getting this blueprint can help you with your retirement plan. This is something that Eric has designed just for you, and it's complimentary. So again, to reach out to us, the number 800-454-1184, or find us online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com. A big hello to you, Eric.
Hey, Luann. Yeah, so there's obviously a lot of stuff going on, and you know, with the election finally, hopefully, mostly being over, right? So, yeah, we've got a fairly clear path going forward, but like you said, there's still a lot of uncertainty. So the hard part anytime there's uncertainty is people like to react to it or make changes towards it. I saw one little blurb about a week ago talking about how the short sellers, so these are people who they sell a stock, they basically borrow the stock, sell it low, and then if the price gets lower, they make a lot of money. So they're betting things go bad, right? They're betting things go down.
Mm-hmm.
After the election, they lost about $5.5 billion, the people who were shorting the market. You know, so much for that, if the president changes, we're going to, you know, the market will tank and, you know, all these things. And so all these things that people think are, they sound like they're truths, right? They sound like they're, you know, no matter what. And then all of a sudden, no, they're not like that at all. So, you know, that's the hard part, is if you start reacting and changing your entire financial plan based on something that you think might happen or some change that might happen, that's not so good. Now, one thing we do know, we definitely know taxes are going to go up. There's no way around it. You know, if you go to usdebtclock.org, scary site, very depressing. So maybe don't go there.
Those numbers are feeling, just ticking and ticking.
Yeah, the ticking and ticking of all these different things that we all owe as a country. And I mean, just the fact is that the national debt went from $20 trillion to $27 trillion just the last 3 years, just since fall of 2017. I mean, that's over 32% increase. So, you know, the last tax cut was great for corporations, and for some people, it saved them money too on their taxes, but we just owe a ton more now. And so that's just going to keep having a problem. So until they can cut spending and, you know, and get taxes under control and stuff, you know, there's going to be at some point they're going to have to be forced to, you know, ratchet up taxes. So year end, the end of the year is only time where you can really do tax planning. Tax reporting, that's what you do in February to April next year. Tax planning is what has to be done before 12/31. And so this is the time to be doing tax planning and, you know, and really thinking about your future and making some changes. Because, you know, there are things like, you know, funding a Roth, doing Roth conversion, just making sure some of your assets are more tax efficient things. Lots of different stuff that people could be doing tax wise. So I think that's probably one of the big things that people really should be focused on going, you know, for the last several weeks here.
Do we have time to do things like a Roth conversion here before the end of the year?
Yeah, I mean, for most people, a Roth conversion usually is only a couple forms and, you know, it's, you know, send in your paperwork, right, get it processed. So I would not try to do it past Christmas, you know, because you get the holidays and, you know, lower staff levels and, you know, time off and all that stuff. So, yeah, for most people, they should be have it all done in less than a week. But again, yeah, you don't want to go, well, here, I'll wait till, you know, everything calms down. And yeah, no, it's too late. And you can't do a Roth conversion for 2020 and 2021. It's not something that's possible. And so, yeah, that'd be one of the things that people really should be looking at. And then also maybe just going forward, changing at least January 1st, maybe funding some more Roth 401k or Roth after-tax 401k, which is a really cool thing where you can fund more than the maximum to your 401k, but into something that then can instantly be converted to a Roth. Now, your company has to have it, so that's the harder part, is do they have it or not? You know, so there's a lot of different options on tax things, but the big one probably right now is, should you be doing Roth conversion? And the easy way to think about this is, think of the tax brackets as buckets. So each one you fill up and then you go to the next one. So a lot of times people say, oh, I'm in the 22% bracket or 24%. No, that's your last dollar that's in that bracket. You know, you were in the 10 and the 12 and the 22 and then now the 24. So you're in all those brackets. It's just your next dollar is at that level. Well, let's say you know you're going to probably make more next year because this year wasn't a great year for most people. So if you're going to be making more next year and maybe you'll be hitting the 32% bracket, that's an 8% jump, right? That's a huge jump. So if you've got, say, 10, maybe 20, 30,000 before you get to that next bracket, why don't you take advantage of it? Pay it now and lock that low rate in. It's probably going to be the lowest it's going to ever be. So lock it in, and then that money grows tax-free for the rest of your life. So, you know, this is all easy to talk about, but really harder to do. It really takes kind of some guts to pay taxes early, right? Because, you know, none of us like to do it. One of the things that makes this really simple is if you have a plan, right? You know, that's one of the things we can do here at Heckman Financial is we can actually set up a phone call with you and answer any questions. So if you got some real quick Roth conversion questions or something like that, you know, we'll definitely help you with that. But then if it makes sense, we should actually probably do the blueprint to worry less wealth. I mean, that's our plan that we do for people. And everybody has a plan. They just don't know it, right? So you got to see how that plan looks on paper. So what we do is without a cost, we're waiving our fee for the radio listeners right now. And so what we do is we take that income plan, you know, how are you going to get income in the rest of your life? We're going to take that investments. How are your investments doing? What kind of tax issues are they generating, good or bad? Then look at the taxes, obviously, and what should you be doing tax-wise? Look at healthcare, and lastly, legacy. So those are the five areas of the blueprint to worry less wealth, something we can do for you for no cost. But really, it just starts with actually a 15 to 30 minute phone call. So, you know, if you wanted to take advantage of that, that's something we can do. You know, just give us a call at 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Eric, even though we do sort of have a divided government, I guess there are some proposals, some bipartisan proposals out there about retirement that could happen. One of those provisions would be to increase the age of required minimum distributions to now 75 years old. So what do you think about that? How much difference would that make?
Well, it depends. How old do you want to be when you retire? Right. I guess if you're retiring at 80, that'll be a good deal.
Yeah.
But yeah, most of my clients don't really want to retire that late. And, you know, retirement nowadays is more about, you know, less about the rocking chair kind of, you know, kick back on the front porch thing. Mm. It's really more about doing stuff, doing things you want to do versus stuff you got to do. I mean, they already last year changed it from 70 and a half to 72. So just to make everybody crystal clear, it is 72 now. Now, to even more complicate it, not only did they change the required minimum distribution age, then they got rid of it for a year. Mm-hmm. So it's like, what? Hold on. So it's a very confusing time to say, oh, let's change it now maybe to 75. And it's like, oh my gosh, what is the real rule now? So I think there will be changes definitely coming up. You know, anytime there's a big change in presidency or Congress or Senate and all that stuff, you know, there's always going to be new proposals and stuff. And so I kind of equate it to playing Monopoly, and then all of a sudden the properties all change. And that's why you have to have a plan, because if you have a plan, you can go back and say, oh, this is the things we got to adjust because they just changed this rule or they just changed that rule. You know, just set up a phone call, find out about your situation. All you have to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
With all the uncertainty going on in the world, many people have been asking for products that have guarantees. With interest rates at all-time lows, it's hard to find a profitable guaranteed account. Right now, the highest 5-year CD listed on bankrate.com is 1.75%. That's why Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial Services is excited to be able to offer a multi-year guaranteed annuity for more than 3% for 5 years. There are no fees, just a time commitment of a few years. This is a great option for money you don't plan on using right away and also don't want to have at risk. If you've been asking yourself, what the heck? should I do with my money and you're interested in a product like this, or you'd like to discuss other options, call Eric Heckman and the team at Heckman Financial Services now to learn more. 800-224-2489. That's 800-224-2489. Or schedule a time to visit at wealthcreator.com. That's wealthcreator.com. Annuity guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance carrier.
Hi, this is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric is president of Heckman Financial. So, Eric, I thought we'd talk about some of the biggest potential threats to our retirement income. Tell us what they are.
Well, the biggest one is outliving your money. Hands down, always been the number one fear for people is, you know, having more life than money, as they say. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the old one, which we all heard of, is, you know, having all your eggs in one basket type of thing. And so, you know, having that diversification, having that money spread out, that's something that is really critical. I mean, it's tough right now because right now some of the high tech stocks have done so well, and there's never a time when that's ever gone wrong, right? Oh, hold on. Oops. Oh, yeah, there was that .com thing, huh? Yeah, you definitely want to still to be diversified and probably even more so now. Obviously, taxes are going to go up. You know, if you listen to any political party that says taxes are going down, that's just dumb. We had the Trump tax law that came through and lowered taxes, which everybody loves. They didn't lower any spending, so go figure. We've got a huge, huge deficit. So what if you cut your income and you spend the same, you have less money? Really? I don't know why the government still can't understand that. So at some point, taxes are going to, jolt back up. And whenever that happens, then that's one of those things where, we've got to watch out. So, there's the national debt has to get paid back somehow, some way. We've been running deficits forever. So, again, these are things that if you have stuff in Roth or stuff that's tax-free, you're going to be way better off down the road. And then lastly is just being unprepared. I mean, just people just show up at retirement, go, okay, I'm ready. No, it doesn't work that way. You got to plan ahead a little bit.
So those are really good risks, four risks that we're going to focus on today. And, as you said, the number one fear of Americans is still running out of money while in retirement. So can you talk about how living a long time amplifies that concern?
Well, of course, it used to be like 60 was, I don't know, at least when I was a kid, it seemed like 60 was pretty old.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I mean, I always remember my grandfather rafted the Colorado at 63, and we were all so shocked and amazed that he was able to do that. And nowadays, I think you have to be 100 to be jumping out of an airplane to get, to be a news story, right?
Right.
And so, it is amazing how things have moved on, right? The definition of old now, I've just been working with somebody who's 88 and she's almost 89. Totally, sharp as a tack, everything. The main reason she talked to us is this one bank was really messing her up, just charging her a huge unnecessary fees. I mean, they charge her like $500 to buy a mutual ETF.
Oh my.
That's like fees that are from the 80s or something. So, and it annoyed her so much and she caught the fee and then they did it again. And she's like, hold it. I told you to stop doing this. And right. So, what used to be super old nowadays is not as much. Right. So how do you make that money last that long time? Cause most people are still working for the same amount of time. You may be working from 30, 35, 40 years, but now if you're going to be retired 20, 30, 40 years versus 10 or 15, wow, that money's got to last a lot longer than it used to. And, so that's why you have to have some guaranteed money. I mean, there's been a lot of studies that have come out and saying there's no way to succeed in retirement unless you have some sort of guaranteed kind of somewhat like a style pension income, which you can do with some insurance products as long as you pick the right one. So, that's one of the big critical things I think people need to be thinking about.
Yeah, your money really, really does have to work for you in retirement. And then, another thing that we didn't really talk about, but that this comes into play is your health in retirement. We know, that as we age, healthcare is going to be so expensive. And we know the number that Fidelity gives us, the average 65-year-old couple is going to pay about $300,000 on healthcare in retirement, not including long-term care. So let's go over again how you help retirees prepare for these high costs in retirement.
Well, the biggest one is just knowing about it. So many of us get so spoiled with our employer plans that, you know, you're paying, they're complaining, oh, I pay $100 or $200 or, you know, something that I think is ridiculously cheap because it's a small business. You know, we pay a fortune. And if you're working for a big company, you pay almost nothing. Well, once you try to retire early, especially pre-65, you can count on easily 1,000 or more per person for health insurance. Now, once you hit Medicare age, you know, you might be down to, you know, 200 to 400 a month or something per person. So it is a lot more affordable, but that again doesn't cover all the copays and all the other stuff that you have to do, dental that mostly now is all on you and not insurance and vision and so all that stuff. And then of course long-term care. I mean, long-term care insurance used to be good, but now we've seen the reality of it and it's horrible. I mean, it's absolutely downright awful. People are getting raises on their premiums of 100% or more. Mm-hmm. And they're stuck because you either get rid of something you've been paying for 10, 15, 20 years before you're probably right before you're about to maybe use it, or you keep paying these huge fees, or you reduce your coverage down and then you have almost nothing left. So it's not very good options at all. And so one of the things that you can do is there is some alternative products that you can use tied to life insurance. And those kind can be really great for getting you some good coverage that's going to be there for the rest of your life and that they can't screw around with. So one of the things that we do offer is this Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth, where you can figure out that income, investment, taxes, healthcare, legacy, all in one short document that says, here is the path I'm on. Here's the direction I'm headed. And what we'll do is we'll find out where you're going. And then we'll tell you, hey, here's some things you might want to change. And then it's up to you if you want to take action again or not. So, you know, for the radio listeners, we've been waiving the planning fee for this. So our normal $1,500 planning fee, we're not charging. All you have to do is call 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman. At Heckman Financial, their mission is to protect retirees from the high fees, like he was just telling that story about that lady, other risks in retirement. They want to help you create a retirement plan to withstand any type of storm so you can plan for the worst, hope for the best. Again, you can check Eric out on their website, wealthcreatorradio.com, and you can find out about any webinars that they might be having. So we're talking right now about big risks in retirement, and longevity is one of them. You know, living so long in retirement, our retirements are so different than our parents and our grandparents because we are living such a long time. Well, then, of course, we know that we're going to have inflation during the time we're retired. Prices are going to continue to go up. So that risk is something we also need to consider, don't we, Eric?
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, Social Security usually goes up a little bit. There's every once in a while, probably about once every 10 years, there's a year where they have a zero inflation increase. But, you know, typically it's 1-3%. The Fed actually says that they're going to let inflation go all the way up to 4%.
Hmm.
So what that basically means is, yeah, Social Security is probably not going to keep up with actual inflation, or it might at some point. But your other dollars are going to need to have more. I mean, you know, just think about what you made 30 years ago. Would you want to be trying to live on that income today?
No.
I'd say for most people, no. Right?
So no.
It's just all that same stuff, you know, the stuff that makes you feel old, you know, when you say, okay, I remember when Baskin Robbins was 25 cents a scoop and, you know, now I don't even know how it's so expensive. So, so one of those things where, yeah, as that stuff goes up more expensive, yeah, you got to have more dollars. So if you said, hey, I need to live on $5,000 a month in retirement, and 20 years from now, you're still living on that same $5,000, well, ooh, that's not going to be buying the same amount of stuff, and you're not going to have the standard of living you want to have. That's why we have that planning process, that Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth, where we can help you figure out what should you do about the income plan, and then what investments should you have, how should you be doing your tax planning, how to get healthcare solved, and then what's the legacy options that you're going to do. So again, if that's something you want to do right now, for radio listeners, we're waiving our planning fee of $1,500. So all you have to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, leave us a message at 800-454-1184, or you can book an appointment online directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
It goes up, it goes down, sometimes slow, sometimes super fast. It can even take you on loops. I'm talking about a roller coaster, but we don't want our retirement to feel like we're on a roller coaster. That's coming up next with Eric. Stick around for more Wealth Creator Radio.
With all the uncertainty going on in the world, many people have been asking for products that have guarantees. With interest rates at all-time lows, it's hard to find a profitable guaranteed account. Right now, the highest five-year CD listed on Bankrate.com is 1.75%. That's why Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial Services is excited to be able to offer a multi-year guaranteed annuity for more than 3% for 5 years. There are no fees, just a time commitment of a few years. This is a great option for money you don't plan on using right away and also don't want to have at risk. If you've been asking yourself, what the heck should I do with my money, and you're interested in a product like this, or you'd like to discuss other options, call Eric Heckman and the team at Heckman Financial Services now to learn more. 800-224-2489. That's 800-224-2489. Or schedule a time to visit at wealthcreator.com. That's wealthcreator.com. Annuity guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance carrier.
You are listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is offering a chance for you to create a retirement strategy with him. And together, you'll look at your income, your investments, tax strategies, healthcare planning, and even your legacy plan. Eric can help you create what he calls a blueprint to worryless wealth. He's offering this to you today. You can go in and see him complimentary about this. So first of all, I got to ask you, Eric, do you enjoy roller coasters?
Well, my older sons definitely do. My younger ones, probably not as much into them. I love them, but I do. Every once in a while I get motion sickness. So
yeah.
What was it? The crazy one is that Mount Everest ride in Animal Kingdom in Disney World, because that one goes backward and forward.
Yeah.
You know, that one kind of messes with me. But no, we actually love to do that. And yeah, no, I mean, I still remember when I was probably 14, I think, a friend of mine, that year we bought... passes for Great America here, and they used to have this ride called the Edge, which was like an elevator ride. It would shoot you up, and then you'd free fall for a little bit, and then kind of slide down on your back, and then they'd flip you back upright. And that was at the back of the park, so I'm always good about strategy and stuff. And so anytime I go to an amusement park, we always start at the back and work our way forward, because everybody's lazy and goes to the first thing they see.
Yep.
And so we went back there with my friend and we rode that for an hour straight. So, yeah, you know, and that can be, you know, that was definitely fun.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could probably do that now. And definitely if as like, you know, for my dad who's retired, no, he would not be able to handle that at all. So the love of roller coasters does dissipate over time.
Yeah.
For sure.
Well, and that's what I want to ask about, because being invested in the market can sometimes feel like being on a roller coaster ride, and you definitely don't want that thrill of being on a ride like that with your life savings in retirement. So as you're getting closer to retirement, should we just get off that roller coaster at a certain age, Eric?
Well, really, the correct answer is the word plan. You know, if you had a real plan, really what you should have is three types of money. So the market money is the roller coaster ride. So that's everything in stocks and bonds. And in essence, that's the only option on your 401k, unfortunately. Once you have IRA money or other funds, you know, then you can pick foundational money. So foundational money would be stuff that's guaranteed, can't go away. So this could be stuff from either a bank, insurance company, or the U.S. government. And then you can have some steady income money. So steady income money is typically like real estate funds or debt funds or mortgage funds, some sort of other type of asset class that's not tied to the stock market. So it's not on the roller coaster. It has a tiny bit of roller coaster to it, but it's not on a daily basis. So the benefit of having those different buckets is huge. And that's really kind of the answer. The roller coaster is, as you get older, yeah, have a little bit less in the roller coaster side.
What's the risk, though, of being too conservative with our savings, Eric?
Well, of course, it's earnings, right? So when the rates are low and stay low and keep staying low and keep staying low, it's really hard, because especially if inflation's out earning your money, or if you're, you know, I've actually literally had somebody out of a CD renewal from a pretty big bank that's into stagecoaches. We won't name its name. but they actually sent her a renewal for her CD of 0.0. So they're going to pay her nothing but charge her a fee if she needs to take the money out. Well, I was like, what? No. So it looked like she was paying attention and took that money out. But yeah, so you want to have some of that foundational money. Some of that money is guaranteed, but you still want to have some of that roller coaster money. And so, you know, it's really just as you get older, you want to, you know, start flipping that. Those, you know, that balance around, right? So yeah, I think probably for the steady income money, people should have always at least about 10% up to 20% into the steady income. So this is stuff that pays you money ideally monthly, if not quarterly. And so that gives you cash flow. Now, when you're working, you don't necessarily need the cash flow. You can have it reinvesting someplace else. But again, it's just money that keeps coming in, you know, and that's not on that roller coaster. And then, you know, again, the balance would be between the two ends, right? How much do you have in the roller coaster and how much do you have guaranteed? Well, if you have 100% guaranteed, you better have a lot of money or you better have a pretty low standard of living and you can be successful. I mean, I literally have a client that's, you know, retired in Honolulu and she's loving life and she wanted to have everything in guaranteed money and she's got it all in guaranteed and it's all set. She doesn't look at the stock market or care about the stock market or anything. And she's living her life the way she wants to, hanging out with her grandkids who live out there and enjoying it. So you can't do that. It's just harder because you're going to have more money saved up.
And this is what you do. One of the very first things that you do with someone who comes in is you look at their income and you look for any gaps in their income and you figure out an income plan, don't you? It's all part of your blueprint to worryless wealth.
Exactly. So, you know, what we do really is first, what are they worried about? What's their concerns? And what's their dreams and goals? I mean, where do they want to be in retirement or whatever that definition of retirement is? For most people, it's not having to work. You know, it's not necessarily being on a rocking chair on the front porch kind of thing, but it's doing the stuff you want to do, not stuff you have to do. And then, you know, beyond that, what should we be doing with that money in terms of investments? How am I going to turn this pile of dollars into stuff that actually pays me income now? And of course, the roller coaster, if you're cashing in off the roller coaster and it's on a big dip right now, that's not a good time to be taking the money out. And so that's why you want to have some of those other options. And then, of course, taxes. How much are taxes going to take away from that along the way? Healthcare issues, of course, are big. And then, of course, lastly, legacy. Who's going to get your funds? So, you know, that process is called the Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth. And it's a trademarked process that we have here at Heckman Financial. And it's something that, you know, right now we're not even charging a fee for radio listeners. We normally charge $1,500 and we're waiving that fee. So again, if that's something you want to take advantage of, all you got to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. We thank you so much for listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, who has been doing this for 28 years. He is helping people retire, get into retirement, and head through retirement. He's offering to help you as well. So take him up on this phone call. You can call him and go in and get on his calendar. He would love to see you and help you with your retirement. Eric, what if you're not interested in investing in the markets in retirement? What would be some other options?
Yeah, there are some other options. I mean, there's stuff that's, if you want stuff guaranteed, jokingly use the whole, you know, there's no being a little bit pregnant or something like that, or, you know, whatever you want to call it. Sometimes people say, oh, this is less risky. And it's still risky. So it depends if you want no risk or less risk, right? So no risk would be stuff like something from an insurance company or a bank. Well, banks, yeah, they're the lowest of the lows in terms of interest rates, right? If you're using an insurance company, I mean, the funny part is I had some people say, oh, no, because I don't want to do an insurance company because I heard this one person told me this one thing this one time about something. And it's like, what? Did you really hear what you just said? You know, that's what I feel like saying. I can't say that, but it's just silly because it's like, okay, hold it. Just because somebody, you know, had a bad meal one time doesn't mean you never eat again, right? I mean, it's ridiculous. So, you know, and in this one case, it was a lady who's wanting to earn more money. She's annoyed at the banks and she wants to earn more. And I'm like, well, we can get you 1 or 2% more in a fixed annuity where it's guaranteed and they just pay you an interest rate. And at the end of 5 years, you get your money back and everything's guaranteed by the insurance company. And it's like, oh no, but you can't get your money. I'm like, no, you can. So you got to watch out for a lot of that other junk that's out there, I guess. And then, you know, there's fixed indexed annuities. Those are the really great kind. Those are ones where they're going to let you earn a percentage of a stock market index rate. Now, these things are not going to do with the same as the stock market because they have no risk, right? So if you're going to have no downside and you're just going to get a part of the upside, you're not going to get all the upside because we'd all just do that all day. It's going to be something where more likely you're going to probably average 3 to 6%, 3 to 7% maybe over time. And, you know, what I've used those since the mid 2000s is a bond replacement, you know, because bonds were low then and they're probably about twice as high as they are now. So, you know, so the that's one of the things that can be a good tool. And then again, of course, you could do stuff that has some risk, but it is not truly guaranteed. You know, there are some what I call steady income options out there. Those usually pay on average around 5 to 7%, but they're not guaranteed. And so definitely a little bit different profile there. Again, that is why, you know, we do what we do. And, you know, if you want to sit down and just do a phone call with us, a 15, 30 minute phone call, just to find out what are your concerns, what are you worried about? And then we can see if you want to go through the whole planning process or not. But give us a call at 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book that phone call online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
With all the uncertainty going on in the world, many people have been asking for products that have guarantees. With interest rates at all-time lows, it's hard to find a profitable guaranteed account. Right now, the highest 5-year CD listed on Bankrate.com is 1.75%. That's why Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial Services is excited to be able to offer a multi-year guaranteed annuity for more than 3% for 5 years. There are no fees, just a time commitment of a few years. This is a great option for money you don't plan on using right away and also don't want to have at risk. If you've been asking yourself, what the heck should I do with my money, and you're interested in a product like this, or you'd like to discuss other options, call Eric Heckman and the team at Heckman Financial Services now to learn more. 800-224-2489. That's 800-224-2489. Or schedule a time to visit at wealthcreator.com. That's wealthcreator.com. Annuity guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance carrier.
Hi, this is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. And of course, the mission at Heckman Financial is to help get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. Wouldn't you like to worry less? That's why Eric is here, because it's his goal to help you with retirement. We always joke around about how when people find out what you do, Eric, they want to ask you their own personal questions. So we thought it would be a good idea to just ask you some common retirement questions and have you answer them on the air for us, okay?
All right.
All right, here we go. Here's our first question for you, reaching into the Wealth Creator Radio mailbag. I'm about ready to retire, and I'm wondering if I should pay off my home.
Yeah, that's a... obviously a very big question for a lot of people, right? And I always answer it two ways. There's emotional sense and financial sense. So a lot of people, either it's grandpa or dad or mom or, you know, somebody typically was. It wasn't usually themselves for whatever reason. But somebody always told them, you got to pay off your house. You got to pay off your house. Well, you know, I mean, especially if you're talking Jimmy Carter days when you had 14% mortgages, you know, that made a lot of sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you have a, you know, maybe a 2.5% or 3% mortgage rate, then does it make sense to do that? So the financial sense says, can I put my money someplace else and pretty securely, or it can't be maybe necessarily truly guaranteed, but can I very likely earn the same or more? And I mean, right now we've got, we got one fund's about to close out that's paying up to 8%. There's some other ones that are, you know, 6-7. So, yeah, I mean, there are definitely things out there paying the 5 to 7% range. And so then you're talking about, well, should I take money, you know, from something that's earning 5 or 7% to stop paying 2 or 3? And you kind of go to the math there and you go, no, you know, let's say it's 6 minus 3. Okay, I'm making 3%. So if I pay off my house, I lose that ability to earn that 3%. So then people go, well, hold it, but at least my house will be paid off. So, you know, it'll appreciate faster. And I always go, huh? Right? Because if you have your house paid off, it doesn't get bigger in value. It doesn't go up and down, you know, in value more or less with your house being paid off or not. It has nothing to do with your home value, actually, which is weird. Mm-hmm. It's just the opportunity cost of having to pay that interest. So it's a super secure way. You know it's done. You know it's got that peace of mind. So if you're going for the emotional aspects, and that's the primary thing, emotion always wins over financial. So yeah, it may make sense in that emotional sense. Does it make dollars and cents? Yeah, you know, that might be a little bit different. So a tough question, but it's always a good one. And really, it's which way do you want to think about it?
Here is another question from our Wealth Creator Radio mailbag. Eric, I've been hearing a lot about Roth IRAs. Should I do a traditional IRA or a Roth IRA?
Yeah, that's always a good question, too. And one of the things people have to realize is, you may not be able to do a traditional IRA. If you're covered by a retirement plan at work, meaning you have access to funding a 401k or a simple IRA or anything, sometimes people go, well, how do I know? Well, you can look at your W-2 from last year. There's a box 13 that has a retirement plan, and if it's got a check mark in it, you're definitely covered. Obviously, the other way is ask HR, right? You may or may not be able to write off a contribution to a traditional, but really, you know, the big difference between the two, I guess we should probably start there, is, you know, what's the difference, right? There's three time frames when we're talking about any sort of retirement money. There's going in, there's the journey, and there's the end. And so when you have a traditional IRA, you get a tax deduction on the money going in, meaning you don't have to pay tax on that $6,000 or $7,000 that you added. When the money on the along the way, you don't pay taxes either, which is great. But on the way out, maybe that $6,000 or $7,000 grew to $20,000, $30,000, $40,000. Now you owe tax on that entire amount, not at today's rates, but whatever the tax rates are then, which who knows what they are, right? Mm-hmm. And so the big difference with a Roth is you get no benefit for putting the money in. So there's no tax savings or anything. Along the way, again, you don't have to pay tax, but that $6,000 or $7,000, if it again grows to $20,000 to $40,000 at retirement, that's all yours. There's no mortgage due to the IRS or the franchise tax board. It's all your money. And I like that way a lot better. I think anybody under 50, or probably I should even adjust that to 55 now, there's no way taxes are going down. So why not get the government out of your retirement plan? And the only way to do that is using Roth. So yeah, I think pretty much almost everybody should be using Roth. The ones that are tougher call are people who are 5 years from retiring and they're maybe at a high income level and they're not going to be at that income level, you know, when they retire. So it's like, okay, maybe those people shouldn't be doing it. But pretty much for everybody else, yeah, do Roth.
Eric, let's talk about your blueprint to worry less wealth, because, you know, taxes are an issue that you talk about in this blueprint. Explain that for us, please.
Yeah, so we created the Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth really to get people an easy way to kind of understand what path they're on today. And so it's, I guess, well, if you throw in disclosures, maybe 25 pages, but really about 15 to 20 pages of real, you know, data type stuff. And most of it's narrative, so it's pretty easy to read and see. But the main thing is there's five key areas that people need to know about. And the first one is obviously having an income plan. A written income plan has to be in writing, something you can look at every year. And then, you know, the biggest question, the answer to the biggest question is, will I run out of money? And if you don't have that accounted for and figured out, I don't know how you go to retire. I mean, that just seems crazy. And so that's one thing everybody needs. It has to account for inflation, taxes, healthcare, everything in there. And so our software can easily do that. And then look at the investment plan. Investment is very different when you're working because, you know, you don't really care. It's just points on the scoreboard. You just want that score to get higher and higher. When you retire, it's very, very different because now you got to get money out of that. And that's a very different calculation. So how are you going to get those monies out? Taxes, of course, affect everything in the income plan and the investment plan. So what should you be doing taxes now? What should you be doing later? And how can I lower my clients' taxes over their lifetime? Not over 1 year. That's always the worst question to ask. How do I pay the least taxes over my lifetime? And then look at the healthcare issues, pre-65, post-65, Medicare, which of course is open enrollment right now. So that's one thing we can do is we've been shopping around a lot of people's Medicare plans. And for a lot of people, we've been saving, you know, several hundred dollars a year just by just doing a little minor change. But, you know, those are little things that you got to be looking at. And then lastly, legacy. Who's going to get your stuff when you're gone? You know, who's going to be able to take care of you and all those types of things. And so that's the areas we go through. And so the way we start this process, though, is we just have a 15, 30 minute phone call, find out what your issues are, answer any questions. And then we can go into the next appointment where we'd actually go over that in plan, that blueprint to worry less wealth. The nice thing is we've been waiving this year our planning fee of $1,500. So this is something that people can get no cost right now. So, you know, if that's something you want to take advantage of and really take care of yourself from here on out, just give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, leave us a message at 800-454-1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
All right, we are reaching into our Wealth Creator mailbag. And this person asked you, Eric, I'm tired of being a landlord on my properties, but I'm not sure if I should sell them. What are some of the pros and cons to renting out property as a supplement for my retirement income?
Well, it can be great, but again, the reason why the person's tired is because they can be a lot of work too. And, you know, you get those toilets, tenants and trash, the three T's of a rental property. You know, you get phone calls, you get other issues, you get things break down. So you have to account for that. A lot of times people think they're making lots of money on it. And then when I look at their net equity, if they sold the place and had the cash, and then look at their net rental income, often that rate of return is 1% to 3%. So that's not very high income. Mm-mm. And they think they're getting it. Now, they're getting it ideally on the appreciation, but you may not even get that in your lifetime unless you sell it, right? So a lot of times I have a lot of my clients that we're using these DSTs, Delaware Statutory Trust properties, and we're one of the few people who actually gives back the commissions to our clients into their holdings. So there's nobody, I think, in the Bay Area that works for these on a cheaper basis than us. And what they do is you can sell you that rental property, do what they call a 1031 tax-free transfer into one of these DST properties, and now they're getting typically 5%, 6%, or 7% with no phone calls, no toilets, tenants, and trash, all that stuff. You know, it's really just all about, you know, making sure your life is easy to have cash flow, to have income, to have that money coming in. So, you know, give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, it's 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
With all the uncertainty going on in the world, many people have been asking for products that have guarantees. With interest rates at all-time lows, it's hard to find a profitable guaranteed account. Right now, the highest 5-year CD listed on Bankrate.com is 1.75%. That's why Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial Services is excited to be able to offer a multi-year guaranteed annuity for more than 3% for 5 years. There are no fees, just a time commitment of a few years. This is a great option for money you don't plan on using right away and also don't want to have at risk. If you've been asking yourself, what the heck should I do with my money, and you're interested in a product like this, or you'd like to discuss other options, call Eric Heckman and the team at Heckman Financial Services now to learn more. 800-224-2489. That's 800-224-2489. Or schedule a time to visit at wealthcreator.com. That's wealthcreator.com. Annuity guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance carrier.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. He is a certified financial planner and a chartered financial consultant here to give you solid, independent financial advice. On our show, Eric and I often discuss challenges and risks that exist in retirement. So it's time for Eric to give us an example of someone who's experienced one of those retirement obstacles. Eric, tell us about another financial fail.
Yeah, so this one I see more and more. And you know, it's one of those tough things. You know, everybody wants to always help, you know, their family or help their kids. And then you have to start realizing that, hold it, who's going to be there to help you?
had a client who's a nurse, and she actually had a pension, which was great, right? A lifetime pension, but she has a lot of health issues and stuff. So her life expectancy probably wasn't super long. And so she was already committed to just saying, hey, let's just take the lump sum option. And so I said, well, okay, here, we can kind of recreate some of that pension by having our own, types of assets that if you don't end up, spending all the money while you're alive, your beneficiaries will still get it. So that's what she really wanted. She wanted to help her daughters. And then, of course, one of the daughters needed something. I forgot even what it was. Then another one needed a down payment for a house. And then another one needed something else. And I mean, she only had two kids, but it kept going back and forth between the two. And to the point where she's almost spent, everything that she has. And, those daughters better be really nice to her, because they're going to have to take care of her. We kept warning her, and we kind of almost had to give up on it because, it's really sad. She keeps doing that. And I had another client that was kind of doing the same thing where she just realized, she goes, hold it. I'm just helping everybody in my family, and I'm just the one who always says yes. And now I'm starting to realize, hold it, that just because they didn't save money doesn't mean I have to live without money or have a horrible retirement. I worked really hard to save my money. So, it is one of those tough things where you want to help somebody, but, you got to help yourself first, right? There's no financial aid for retirement. It's okay for your kids to have to struggle and do stuff, or your family members to have to struggle, because, we all made choices. We all got to where we are as a series of choices we've made in our lives. If somebody can help you out along the way, that's great. But if it's going to hurt them more than they're going to help you, that doesn't make any sense. I think that's one of the biggest things that people can really mess themselves up on by being too nice and too generous, in terms of helping others. So, again, if that's something you want to get help with, we can help you with that, create that blueprint to worryless wealth, that income, investment, tax, healthcare, and legacy plan, all wrapped into one. There's no cost or fee right now. If you want to set up a 15 to 30 minute phone call, just give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show. We'll be back next week. Thanks for listening.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.